I get up and I have to read. Sometimes I oversleep, like other Thursday. First lady, can you read for me? I overslept. That happens sometimes, but that's one of my first thoughts. I have to get up because I know I have to read. I have to lead the prayer line. What do you think of first? Lord, they did me wrong yesterday. I can't believe they did that. Well, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, I want to bless you today. How can I do that? Just takes a little training. Takes a little effort to change the way we think. When we come in here, what's the first thing you thinking? Glad we go home. I'm not saying it is. I'm just examples now. I'll be glad when he get done. Or I pray there's a word that from the Lord for me today. And how can I get it? It sure ain't being on your phone. It sure ain't dozing off. I've been guilty. That ain't how you get it. You pay attention and you listen. You respect God. Don't disrespect God. I heard Joel Osteen say this. Don't disrespect God by being on your phone. Don't disrespect God by thinking about stuff. Give God your undivided attention. Have you ever talked to somebody and they weren't paying any attention? Did you like it? I mean, not rocket science. What do you think of? What are you dwelling on all day? What are you talking about all day? Because ultimately, when you get to thinking long enough, maybe not in every case, but in many cases, you'll get to talking, and that's when you make the mistake. I heard Keith Morgan say this. You can think something bad and still get healed. But where the block comes, where the stopping comes, is when you open your mouth. That's when you have problems, a real problem. That's when you go back and I'm sitting here and I'm waiting. Lord, I know I'm supposed to. Lord, I know this is supposed to happen. I know that I'm the righteous, but why this and why that? Go back and look at why you believe, what you believe, and how much of you, what have you been thinking of, and how much of it? How many said I'm gonna get somebody saved this month? I mean, to say that to yourself, just be honest with yourself. I'm gonna be a witness when they go talking trash. I'm gonna talk Jesus. I had to make a decision. I hadn't got it down perfect, but they sit around the table at the on break and talk about it. And I decided I ain't gonna sit there and listen to that. I'll just stay in my office. Sometimes I come out. But I used to go out and just listen and laugh and joke. Some of the stuff was funny, but it's just not God. Just because it's funny don't mean you need to laugh at it. Why? Because that was getting planted in my thought life. The stuff they were saying and I'm joking and laughing along with them is getting planted in my thought life. What are you listening to? I give you a little nugget. I have to go, so I don't have to, but I go work out many days after I get off work. And I was talking to my brother. I was like, man, I get up early. I get up by 4 or something, sometimes 5. And I'm up till 8, 9 that night. I'm up a long time. After I get off work, I go work out for an hour to 2 hours sometimes. When I get home, I got 4 eyes and 2 miles looking at me. I got to take care of them. Then when I get through taking care of them, then maybe I can sit down, or if I need to do something at the house, I need to do that. Then I get to go to bed. So Kelton was like, why don't you just listen to it while you work out? I was like, you right, because I used to listen to music. And that's normally what people do when they listen to music. I adjure you, turn the word on. Music is good. So I tested myself with this. So one day I said, I'm going to listen to some music. And it was gospel. That's all I listen to. Some people don't. But that music just didn't. It just wasn't the same. What? My thought pattern has changed to receive the word and not just some music. They say God here, and then they talk about where they from the streets and this, that, and this happened, that happened. Then they say God, and then that's what a lot of gospel artists do. They don't really preach the word. They just say God here, God that, and Then other stuff is just words. You don't know what they talking about. Some of them. Are they so caught up in emotion? Oh, God, ain't nothing wrong with that. But is it really? That's another thing in the worship music. Is that the Bible, what they're saying? Just because it sounds good and it's so emotional. Oh, the music does. That's its job to bring you in the spirit. But is what they're saying the word? Some of those songs they write, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. I ain't saying the song wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying that's a song, but is that scripture? Does the Bible say, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on me? I can't say it is and I can't say it ain't. I'm not trying to say that, but is that scripture? If it's not, don't listen to it. The thoughts of the righteous. Come on, let's go on. Today I want to shake up your inner man and encourage you to engage yourself to make your thought life process sound or solid in Jesus. Ask yourself, why do I believe this? Why do I think this way? Like a business, they look at what the business is doing, how it's operating, how the flow is going, whether or not change is needed. Because if they don't, as time change, they'll get left behind, right? If you don't evaluate where you're going, God may tell you to go over here. I'll give you an example. Sammy knows this because he's the one I told it to. I was in college. I mean, online. I get my bachelor's degree. And during that time, God gave me, I know it was God, a super idea of how to run a car, to do a car wash business. I won't go into detail because it's not for you. But I tried to do some of it and it just didn't work. So, well, maybe it ain't time yet. So I waited and waited. And years later, just a month or so ago, maybe less, the Lord said, get that idea to Sammy. What you mean give it to Sammy? I've had this for years. What you talking about? My thought was that it was for me. It wasn't for me. You know what I did? Hey, man, I got something to tell you. And as soon as I told him, he was like, oh, man, that's exactly what I needed. I was like, well, Lord, I knew that was you then. Now I want to see him take that idea and make him a millionaire. That's what I called it. It's a million-dollar idea. That's what I called it. It is. I believe it is. It is. Ain't it, Sammy? It's just that good, isn't it? I mean, he gave me detail. You do it like this and you break it down. And I have never seen anybody do it the way he gave it to me. But he said, get at the Sammy. I want you to preach the gospel. Yes, sir. So guess what? If God said it, guess what? I don't like car washes no more. I got this from Keith Moore. He don't want me to wash cars. Guess what? I don't like that no more. I can't stand washing no cars, so to speak, figuratively speaking. You see what I'm saying? God's thought, whatever he gives you, if it's not aligned with whatever you think or whatever you thinking, you ought not like it no more. I don't like that anymore. Why? Because God told me to do this. This is what I like. So guess what I've been doing? Working on preaching the gospel. Lord God, where you want me to preach it? How you want me to share it? I'm not necessarily preach, but he want me to, you know, share the gospel. Not to say that I can't go back one day, not saying he will or won't, and also use the idea I gave him. Now, there's more to the idea. I just gave him the car wash part. That's all he told me to give him. Now, if he tell me to give him the rest of it, I will. Matter of fact, I'll say it like this. God gave me an idea how to cover every aspect of a car in one place. Every aspect of a vehicle, from cleaning to maintenance, to customizing, the whole nine, he gave me a million-dollar idea. But he told me to give him that part. So my mind said, okay. At first, I had to make sure it was him. You know, ain't nothing wrong with making sure it was God. But don't just sit there and wait on, you know it's God, and you just, well, maybe, well, no. And nothing wrong if you just not, you honestly not sure, and nothing wrong with that.